Enhanced unemployment benefits are ending soon, or are they? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Enhanced unemployment aid, money provided by the federal government, is going to run out on schedule on September 6th. That is Labor Day. But in some parts of the country, unemployment remains very high. And now federal officials say it may make sense to keep at least some extra money flowing to unemployed Americans past the September cutoff. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here to sort that out. Hey, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
So first, let's just remind everyone what we're talking about. There's unemployment aid from the states, and then there's also federal government unemployment aid.
That's right. So the state aid is the traditional unemployment insurance program that was around before the pandemic that we're all familiar with. The federal aid fills in the gaps. So, for example, keeping aid flowing past when it would usually run out, or providing money to gig workers. And of course, Sabri, there's the extra $300 a week to supplement state aid that people have been getting.
So all of that is scheduled to run out on Labor Day, but the Biden administration is saying some of it could continue. How does that work?
Right. So what they're saying is that in some states where unemployment is stubbornly high, and now with the Delta variant complicating the recovery, not all of the extra aid needs to run out on Labor Day. And officials say states can still access a pot of money left over from pandemic relief legislation and use that money to keep some enhanced jobless aid flowing. Not the extra $300 a week, but for example, they can keep supporting the long-term unemployed. Some employers have complained, though, that the extra unemployment aid is the reason they can't find workers. Economists aren't so sure about that. And federal officials are saying that what they are sure of is that there's risk of a sudden economic shock if areas with high unemployment suddenly take away aid. So this is a way to avoid that.
Okay. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Some good news for America's retailers. Macy's and Kohl's reported second quarter earnings this week, and they were positive. The retailers have come a long way. Macy's, for example, had earnings of $1.29 per share, up from negative 81 cents per share the year before. And now Amazon is planning to open a few physical locations that are basically new department stores. That is according to Wall Street Journal. Marketplace's Mariel Segura looks at how department stores are doing.
All right, let's face it. Department stores have not fared very well in the pandemic. Some chains filed for bankruptcy, others shut down stores. Brian Eshelman at the consulting firm Alex Partners says one big reason.
I think that consumers were looking in general for one-stop shopping and favored stores that allowed them to buy both food and other consumables alongside of other things like apparel.
Stores like Target and Walmart. And yeah, recently things have looked a little brighter for department stores. Mark Cohen is director of retail studies at Columbia Business School.
There's an exhilarating recovery in place, except that it has to be compared against the trends that preceded COVID.
Alex Partners found that in the first quarter of this year, department store sales were still down by 11% compared to the first quarter of 2019. Cohen says regardless of whether Amazon opens a few department store-esque locations, it hasn't confirmed the news, by the way, the problems facing the sector are not going away. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 2-4% range, with the Dow future down 138 points. 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.236%. And Apple is pushing back its return to the office for corporate employees. Originally, it was going to be September, then it was October, and now it's January at the earliest. This is due to new COVID variants and surging cases. Once Apple corporate employees do return, they will have to work at the office at least 3 days a week. The company does not expect to close any of its retail stores. On Sunday evening, a Broadway theater will host the first opening night since March of 2020. The play is called Passover, and it's one of seven new pieces by Black playwrights coming to Broadway this season. That's more than ever before. But even after a year and a half, the challenges of opening a show during a pandemic are still very present. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
Passover is playwright Antoinette Chinoy Nwandu's Broadway debut. Think Waiting for Godot meets the Book of Exodus on a street corner where two young black men dream of a better life.
Rise up to your full potential. Too high. Gonna get up off this block. Man, you remember that Sunday school? Old Reverend Mrs. be like, said, do you want to cross that river, Jordan, not chilling?
That's from a filmed version of an earlier production. Matt Ross is the producer of this show. He says during previews, he's watched people get reaccustomed to being audience members.
Once they cross that threshold of getting back into a theater, the muscle memory comes back and it's like, right, I know what this feels like. I love this.
It's a little bit of a scary time for Broadway because its traditional audience might not be back because of the pandemic. In recent years, tourists made up 2/3 of ticket sales. So these 7 new plays are looking for audiences beyond Broadway's traditional, mostly white fan base. For example, the comedy Chicken and Biscuits is marketing in churches and restaurants, places you might not typically see ads for Broadway shows. Director Jalen Levingston says that's not the only way the show's trying to attract new audiences.
We also have deals for folks. Sometimes that can be a huge barrier of entry for people who aren't typical Broadway goers.
You can get a seat to Chicken and Biscuits for $49. The average ticket price of a Broadway show is $120. And Black theater artists have a lot riding on the success of these shows, says Drew Shade of the group Broadway Black.
We're the test, the guinea pigs for what's going to happen with the new theater, the new Broadway. And will we still get opportunity if the test doesn't come out, you know, successful, if it's not profitable?
Profitability might be a high bar. The conventional wisdom on Broadway is that 3/4 of all shows don't even break even. That said, regional theaters and theaters abroad are more likely to put on shows that have already been on Broadway stages. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishor with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.